You're listening to All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Amanda Loader. Good afternoon. The findings of two major scientific reports released this month paint a picture of a dramatically and rapidly changing world. The National Climate Assessment found flooding, heat waves, and sea levels have increased in the Northeast and will likely get worse. Meanwhile, the inexorable slide of a huge Antarctic ice sheet into the ocean could displace millions of people as sea levels rise by 10 feet or more over the next 200 years. So, how do you prepare for these kinds of changes in the eastern U.S.? That's the question being tackled this week in Manchester, which is hosting a climate change preparedness conference for local decision makers. Joining me to discuss how the region might adapt to climate change is keynote speaker and EPA Deputy Administrator Bob Perciasepe.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy to be here.
Does the Northeast face a greater challenge than other parts of the U.S., in your opinion?
Well, I think what we see is that every part of the country has, and the world, has slightly different takes on the challenges. You know, climate change is not a uniform change around the world. And I, if you look at the science assessments, you see in the Northeast United States, clearly more intensive storms are one of the key things that people are looking at for preparedness.
And what kind of storms, then, should we be expecting in the Northeast, and how would you adapt to that?
Well, we've seen hurricanes that have moved further inland and caused flooding in Vermont and New Hampshire. We've seen in the Connecticut area and Long Island, Superstorm Sandy. What we see is more intensive rain, which creates more runoff. We also see larger tidal surges in the coast. So the preparedness that you want to have here is how to be more ready for response, how to look at how you design buildings, what kind of infrastructure do you have, and how do you make it more resilient to that kind of impact.
So in terms of that preparedness, in your view, which ways would the Northeast be most challenged to adapt to this climate change?
Well, a good example are the many sewage treatment plants, for instance, that we have in New England. And they are going to receive in some of these storms a larger volume of water coming into them, and that will cause them to overflow, or some of the pipes leading to the sewage treatment plant to overflow. And so you have sewage getting into our surface waters, which is something that none of us like to see happen. So trying to build green infrastructure, for instance, that would allow water to be held back for longer periods of time in watersheds, to build electric systems and pump systems in the plants that are better able to withstand the higher water levels. These are things that people will be looking at.
These don't sound like they're sort of minor, insignificant changes. These are a pretty big deal. How is the federal government going to help states and communities pay for these expenses of adaptation?
Well, we certainly have a lot of expertise at the federal level, and that is one of the things we're trying to bring to bear and do it in a coordinated way with the towns and counties and cities and states in New England and around the country. And, you know, the climate adaptation is a key part of the president's climate action plan, and he has set up a task force of local and state government officials who met last week in Des Moines, Iowa. So we're also looking to the local government officials for advice on what we could be doing as well. But one of the keys is going to be coordinating federal responses and federal preparedness work.
As you mentioned, more extreme rain events and rising seas have been a key focus of conversation on adaptation. It sounds like you believe that's the correct focus. What is the highest priority adaptation in your view?
Well, certainly dealing with water in the part of the country like the Northeast, where we expect more intense storms, is a high priority. But, you know, we also are expecting, according to the assessment, higher temperatures on average. And higher temperatures could also lead to more difficult pollution problems to deal with. And so you have more ozone potentially in the summer. These are other things that are across the board that we need to be looking at how we might change how we've been doing our planning, for instance.
And what do you see as the biggest challenge to adaptation in New England moving forward?
You know, the thing that I think is very inspiring right now is the fact that we had a climate adaptation summit last year, and now we're having this follow-up meeting at Antioch this evening. And I believe that everybody is getting focused on that. And that the challenge of getting people to focus on this, I think, is no longer there. I think people recognize that we have to work together to be better prepared, and that is really a good thing.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Bob Perciasepe is Deputy Administrator of the EPA. The agency is putting on a climate change adaptation conference in Manchester with Antioch University New England. The event began today and continues through Wednesday.